We're unique on the Irish media landscape in that we're a multi-city radio station. So we sit somewhere between local and regional radio and national radio. We're on air in Dublin and the commuter belt, also in Cork, Limerick, Galway and County Clare. I'm Sean Ashmore, Chief Executive of Classic Hits 4FM. Well, the target audience for the radio station is a 45 plus, and I suppose in reality the station tends to appeal to anybody over the age of 35. It is primarily aimed at people who are interested in a music-driven station, although we do have speech programmes, and that's very much, you know, the offering. So the music mix on the station tends to be something like about 85% of the music is over 15 years old.
Now, Robbie Fogarty at work.
Hi, I'm Robbie Fogarty. I'm presenter on Classic Hits 4FM, but I'm also the head of music. And the show I present is called Robbie Fogarty at Work. Primarily, it's a show for over 35s who like music while they work. As head of music, it's quite a responsibility because really it's the bread and butter of the radio station. My job is to actually program the entire radio station's music over a 24-hour, 7-day period. We research all our songs. All the songs are chosen via what we call a digital music test.
We're still relatively young. We're just on the air just over 4 years. In the first 2 years, the station went through what we probably describe as a turbulent birth. We made a number of changes. That's when I came on board. We kind of made this small shift from 4FM to Classic Hits 4FM. And that's been working very well for us since we introduced that about 2 years ago.
Okay, Marie, 30 seconds, okay?
For that coroner's report on her death.
So the gear change, I suppose, from music in the morning to talk from 1 to 3 is pretty significant in the station.
They made a number of recommendations, stuff like blood.
I'm Alex Hatton and I'm the producer of The David Harvey Show. So I come into work for about 9:30 in the morning, and as a team we sit down and we discuss the day's news agenda.
The Department of Health might be or might not.
Okay, James on line 2, and he wants to discuss the fact that prices haven't changed since Celtic Tiger times. That's line 2.
At the moment. All right, let's talk about Rip Off Ireland.
In many respects, it's our listeners that drive the programme. They drive it in the direction that they want the conversation to go in.
Joining us is Pauline. Hello, Pauline.
Hello, David. How are you doing?
Rip off.
It's probably fair to say Dublin has been our most challenging market. It's very competitive. It's very fragmented. But of course, Dublin is about 50% of the total potential audience for us. So Dublin is important, but it's certainly more challenging and more competitive. And when it comes to programming, all of the music-based programs, the presenters are the producers. It's a very tight team, a small newsroom, but a full service on air. I think, you know, for anybody in media nowadays, it's about multitasking.
Thanks for being with us today. Back tomorrow, 1 to 3 o'clock.